expectation for Natasha Gibbs, LATASHA-GIBVS, date of service 5/29/2025, date of accident is 8/18/2024, date of birth 2/4/1987. This patient, Natasha Gibbs, is here for a follow-up evaluation. She was initially involved in an automobile accident on 8/18/2024 as a front seat passenger restraint, where she was involved in a head-on collision. The impact has caused her multiple syndrome of severe pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back to the tune of 9, pain in the entire muscles of the trapezius with the torticollis of the neck and severe spasm and stiffness of the neck with several trigger points in the area of the junction of the neck to the shoulder and the cervical fibers of trapezius and thoracic are present. Pain is extremely severe. Left knee is also quite painful, and she's supposed to have a CT scan for the cervical lumbar spine and left shoulder. An MRI could not be done as she's continuously wearing a tether. Her CT scan will be done on Monday with contrast, and we'll go from there. An EMG of the left upper extremity will be done also as she's having a constant numbness and tingling of the entire left arm and motor weakness of the left arm, and that has been significant. It has been ongoing. Patient has three young children, and it is very difficult for her to be able to go for physical therapy every time. The radiation of pain to the right leg is minimal, but it's still bothering her due to the pain in the knee area in the left leg. The headaches are present, but they're not bothering her tremendously at this time. Symptoms of TBI are also minimal. The reports of ongoing dizziness and vertigo with the headaches, loss of balance, and loss of memory, but they're not extreme. She does have severe anxiety, depression, panic, and nightmares. Pain is from 8 to 9, and ADLs are affected 9. She reports a 60% improvement with the treatment currently with the conservative treatment with physical therapy and with the medications. Kindly review the records for the ADLs, system review, additional issues, substance abuse and compliance plan, and medications. She's on Tylenol with codeine at this time, which helps her. Diagnosis of lethal injection. Plan is to continue the treatments. Patient has been advised to finish her CT scan for the cervical lumbar spine and the left knee to identify the area. Despite writing to the court and probation officer that the tethers have not been removed, so we'll continue with the CT scan at this time because it appears tethers will not be removed for a while. EMG with nerve conduction test has been ordered for the left upper extremity to identify the further problems to the nerves involvement to rule out the carpal tunnel syndrome. The medications are being provided after reviewing her maps and the labs, and they are as follows: Celebrex 200 milligrams a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Protonix 20 milligrams a day, twice a day for stomach protection. Ultram was changed to Tylenol with codeine number 4, one tablet a day, PRN for pain relief, allowable 50 milligrams at night for sleep, Xanax 0.5 mg PRN as needed for anxiety and panic. Neurontin is provided, 600 mg for nerve pain and neuropathies. Physical therapy has been ordered, but the patient is not able to conduct. Patient remains off work, household replacement, and transportation. In addition, patient was advised to have an injection of the left knee. Actually, she has been begging for it, an injection to the trigger points, two in the upper trapezius muscle in thoracic fiber and one in the cervical fiber. Because on examination, it was found to have a reproducible tenderness, and the injection of Marcaine with steroid will bring some relief. So is the knee area. We do not know the exact pathology. The suspicion is having a meniscus tear. Each time a shot is given, patient gets much better. For one reason or the other, MRI could not be done. So we are a little bit behind finding an exact diagnosis. An injection to the trigger point for the left trapezius was conducted. First to the cervical fiber, where the most rebound tenderness was found. And then two injections at the upper part of the trapezius on the left side. And then intra-articular injection of the left knee was done with 5 cc of dexamethasone and Marcaine. The trigger points were injected with 3 cc of Marcaine with dexamethasone. Needles were withdrawn and bandages were applied. Patient tolerated the procedures very well. These procedures were done aseptically and with consent being signed, proper consent. Patient will be seen in 1 month's time. He has been advised that once her MRI or CT scan, whatever is done, she is welcome to give us a call so that we can review that even in, before the month is over. Thank you. Further treatment will be modified based on the CT scan finding. Appreciate it.